Today's first reading from the prophet Daniel. We often miss the first phrases of anything that's proclaimed because we're getting our minds set and things. But the first line is very important that we hear. Azariah stood up in the fire and prayed aloud. This is the three young men being thrown into the burning furnace. They are completely preserved in the midst of great trial, great difficulty. God preserves them. Even those that throw them in are consumed in the fire, yet they are preserved. And not a hint of fire and smoke is found on them when they are invited to walk out of the furnace. In the furnace, he makes this prayer. And there is a great canticle of praise that is attributed to them, praising God in the midst of the fire. I just can't think of any more fitting of readings these days as we try and make sense of all of this and all that is being asked of us and the prohibitions against this and that and what we can do and what we cannot do. And we talked about having adoration in the parking lot and putting Jesus up in a window and having people be able to pull up in their cars and put a spotlight on him and at least be able to have adoration for a period of time in the evenings or something. So I think we're going to see things like that and this opportunity for us to be creative in ways we've never been before. But there's something really beautiful in the words of Azariah that are important for this moment, because we're blessed to be able to celebrate Mass tonight together. Many of our brothers and sisters will not be able to celebrate Mass today or tomorrow or the next day. What is the offering that they are able to make? It's the offering of their daily obedience. That who they are and what they are and what they do, being joined together to Jesus, not here sacramentally on the altar, but in that daily life, the altar of the dining room table. I it sounds blasphemous to say because we know the altar and the church and we know these things, but to understand that it's not just here in this church that we offer ourselves to God. Here it is most perfectly rendered because we are one with the perfect rendering of Jesus Christ to the Father. But even our imperfect renderings and givings of our day through him and with him and in him. This reality, if anything, it will widen our heart in the church of understanding how real our life is and participating each and every day in this offering. So we are just grateful. And we are invited in the midst of this trial and difficulty to offer a sacrifice of praise. For in the end, my brothers and sisters, we win. We have already won in Jesus Christ. The victory is ours. We have much to be grateful for. Let this passing storm, this raging fire, not dissuade us from our true identity as those who are redeemed. Amen.